Monday in the coffee hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Monday.
It is Monday. Yes.
And it's
Mountain Bike Monday for me.
Muggy Monday.
Mountain Bike Monday.
Let me tell you, it was quite humid out there this morning for the run.
Yeah. What was it, like 98%?
Oh my. I don't know. It just rained. So
oh,
it
that's
was
right.
Very muggy out
Ugh,
there today.
Breathing soup.
And speaking of, I don't know how you can drink hot coffee, but everybody's having coffee in this. Well, not everybody. I'm not having coffee
We're
yet this morning.
We're having coffee night.
Having coffee in this in the studio this morning. What coffee are you drinking this morning?
Oh, I got Jamaican this weekend.
Jamaican. You,
finally.
You tend to favor the Jamaican coffee, don't you?
I love the Jamaican coffee. It's really good.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the coffee hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at CUW.edu. You're grinning from ear to ear. Something I don't know over there. You're just excited about our guest.
I'm just excited.
Guest.
It's Monday. And we get to talk to an awesome guest.
Super excited about our guest heading to Taiwan. Actually, we're staying right here in the studio, but our guest has been in Taiwan for a while. Hannah Shull, teacher in Taiwan. Hannah, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here.
Glad to learn more about your teaching adventure. Let's talk about what led up to teaching in Taiwan.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of recent for me, but I actually just graduated from Concordia, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So very excited.
Go CUW.
And I was a student teacher just about 2 months ago, finishing up my student teaching in Taiwan. But the wonderful thing is that I get to go back again, not as a student teacher, but as a real teacher. And so that's kind of the lead up to this new sort of adventure thing that's happening in just a few days.
Yeah.
So.
And you were just your commissioning installation. That was just yesterday, wasn't it?
Just yesterday.
So this is like a totally new, it's like a new chapter in
very,
life for you.
Very new chapter.
So what was it like? And I don't, not that you have experienced student teaching here, but what was it like student teaching in Taiwan? What was the school that you were at? What did you get to do?
I mean, it was great. I was at Concordia Middle School, which is the same place I'll be going back to. And I taught some middle schoolers, high schoolers. You know, I thought going there, I'd be like, oh, you know, they're going to be wonderful, perfect students. and then I realized that, you know, 7th and 8th graders are 7th and 8th graders everywhere. And it wasn't too different, but it was a lot of fun. And I really enjoyed it. I look forward to going back, but actually teaching 2nd grade. So that'll be
wow,
new.
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little younger.
So that'll be good.
Wow. So what were the subjects that you taught in 6th and 7th grade?
English.
Aha.
Because I know that. I know English.
That's good.
And then since we're at Concordia, it's a Lutheran-founded school in Taiwan, and we have the privilege of teaching Bible. So I was teaching Bible classes to some high schoolers and middle schoolers, along with English, where we could teach kind of using Bible stories and implement a lot of different things. So English and Bible is what I always say, which is what I like. So.
And Concordia is an international school, is that correct?
It's actually not.
It's not? Wow.
Yeah, so there's like international schools in Hong Kong, but Concordia Middle School is actually a community school, and most, all of the students are local Taiwanese.
So, 2nd grade, what are you most, what are you anticipating with 2nd grade making the move to 2nd grade?
Excitement. excitement and fun, lots of, you know, singing, dancing. I think the little kids are going to learn best by singing and repeating after. And so I'm just looking forward to kind of like environment of joy when you, I mean, middle schoolers are fun, but you know, 2nd graders have that spunk. So it's, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So what language will you be teaching in primarily?
English. Again, because I know that. No, they normally speak Chinese in all their other classes, but not mine. They're learning English, and that's why a lot of them go to the school. So
So they have plenty of opportunities to practice English in your class.
Yes.
Let's go back to your time student teaching. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that you learned, whether it was about you or about the culture that you were immersed in during your student teaching?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe I learned a ton. It was crazy. but I think one of the biggest things is just how willing they are to learn. And so many questions. During Bible classes, my favorite thing, we would have a Bible class, and then at the end, they would have a few minutes to write a question. And so whether it be about the Bible topic or about something that I said, you had all these students, you know, hundreds a week asking specific questions about what we read. And I was like, people are so curious, and they're so willing to hear the gospel. And they're so curious about what I have to say and what's being shared. And so that was one of the biggest things that I learned and was, I want to say prepared for, but, you know, not as prepared as I thought.
Yeah, yeah. What were some of the things you had to overcome? Going to a new culture, a new country, the other side of the world. Yeah. What were some of the challenges that you had to overcome while you were there?
Quite a few. when I first got there, it's like going, you know, you're like a child, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I knew how to, you know, feed myself and, you know, get places. Kind of things to overcome was like transportation. You know, I think about, I'm just going to hop in my car, you know, go to the store. No, I'm going to, you know, walk or bike to the store. And it takes an extra extra thought. But once I got past that and was thinking, oh, yeah, okay, this is what I need to do and this is how it's going to work, it started overcoming a lot of those different obstacles that I was like, oh, taking that for granted in the past. So.
Takes hashtag adulting to a whole new level. You got, like, super pro level now. You can do it in two countries.
We'll see.
Oh, all right, what are you taking back with you now that you've been there for a little while? And now you're back in the States, but going back to Taiwan, what kinds of learning experiences are you taking back with you so you can kind of not have to start at step one again?
Yeah, lots of different learning, but I guess the biggest thing is, and I think it's important even now here in America, if I were to stay here, but like flexibility.
Yeah.
And so just kind of rolling with it, I think that's one of the biggest things I'm taking back is like, well, it's not going to work that way, so I'm going to do it this way. And even with the school, you know, I might be told the day before, the day of, you know, like, you got to do this, you have these kids. So just working on the fly and being very flexible. And I think that's part of the whole thing in Taiwan, and also being a missionary is like, mm-hmm. You don't know what's coming. So,
yeah.
But I'm ready for that. I'm ready.
Well, you teach in English, your classroom environment is all in English. Mm-hmm. What about living in the community, interacting with others in the community, or even within the school, too? Are you learning another language?
I'm trying. I'm learning a little bit. A lot of the people that I interact with are other teachers, whether they be English teachers or other missionaries. But they're surrounded by people who will speak English to me and who will help me learn Chinese. So I'm looking forward to going back. I have a few people who are like, we will help you. And so I that'll be helpful if I need to, you know, order more food or like actually have some conversations with people. That would be really helpful. So
you mentioned food.
Oh man.
This is always the missionary question.
Oh my goodness.
do you have a favorite food yet? Have you found something that you really love?
Oh man. Favorite. I have lots of favorites.
Oh man.
Basically any noodle dish.
Oh.
Sesame noodles are probably my favorite. Those are so good. And we're known for the tropical fruits, though.
Oh.
That's the biggest thing. It's mango season. So.
Mm. Is it like mango everything now?
Mango ice, yeah. Mango, ooh. You know, just mango everything. Pineapples, dragon fruit.
Yeah. Is it, I'm assuming this, but is the food there a lot different than the American version of the food here?
Very, yes. It's actually, it's very fresh. I like to say it's healthy because I eat a lot of it, but.
You've told yourself that. That's good.
Yeah. No, it's very good. It's very different.
What is it like? I think we're almost out of time, but. That's all
about
right.
About a minute and a half.
All right, about a minute and a half. What is it like being able to share your faith with the students that you're teaching? What is it like to be able to interact with them and to talk about Jesus with them?
Yeah, I that's the greatest part. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I'm so excited to be there. And it's not just teaching English for me. It's sharing the greatest part that I love to share. And so that's what I'm excited for. And being able to share that with second graders now mm-hmm. is going to be very exciting. Middle schoolers, high schools were great, but second grade, we can get really excited and just spread that to not just second grade, but their parents and their grandparents, you know, all the people that will listen. And so I'm very excited. That's why I'm going. So
yeah.
When you started your studies to become a teacher, were you thinking an international possibility, or was this something that just came up as an opportunity last minute?
Yeah, I was not thinking that I would be in Taiwan right now. Well, not right now, but soon. That was not a thought of mine entering my studies, but it definitely is now. So,
how's everybody at home adapting to the family member being so far away and international?
Okay, you know, yeah. Very supportive. I have a very supportive family, so that is a blessing. You know, they miss me because it is like 13-hour time difference for a lot of people. But
are you able to? Do you? I'm sure you use, you know, technology to stay in touch now.
Keeps
video
the world
chat
small. Yeah,
yes, that is for sure.
So, returning to teach in Taiwan, when do classes begin for you?
Next Wednesday.
Oh wow!
Yes,
soon.
That's a quick turnaround. Hannah, thank you so much for being our guest and sharing about your teaching experience in Taiwan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to learn more about what's going on at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Opening service right around the corner. Well, we're going to talk about that later this week. But
yes,
today we're
going
to talk about the library.
We are.
The new, the newly renovated
it's
library.
Beautiful.
Have you been there?
No, I just watched the video.
Wow. You got a sneak peek. I didn't. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.